Journey to Pentecost, week 7, day 114, May the 14th, 2024. All inclusive. The scripture for today comes from Acts, the 2nd chapter, verses 14 through 21. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, Ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken, as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel, And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven above, and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before the great and notable day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Devotion. Perks come with special gifts. Have you ever been on an all-inclusive trip? I have, and it was one of the best experiences I've had so far in my travels. This is what happens when you have access to everything. There is nothing off limits. You get to eat all the food you want, drink all the drinks you want, participate in every activity there is, visit every stop the trip includes. And there is no extra cost to access any of these all-inclusive perks. In this scripture, Peter, the one who recognized Jesus as the Messiah, the one who denied he ever knew Jesus, the one who defended Jesus, and ultimately the one who started the church, gave a warning to the naysayers. Heed to me. Listen to me closely. What you're witnessing here is not because the people are drunk after all. It is only 3 o'clock in the afternoon. What you are witnessing here is prophecy come to pass. The prophet Joel prophesied about the coming of the Holy Spirit and all the wonderful gifts that would come along with them. Some would receive the gift of prophecy, seeing visions, dreaming dreams. These gifts were even given to those who labored in the vineyard. Not only that, but there would be miracles, signs, and wonders through the Holy Spirit. Having the gift brought many wonderful things to the people who believed and received. Men are saved when they call on the name of the Lord. And with that gift, you have access to the many gifts he has prepared for his people. As you continue your journey to Pentecost, begin using the access you have through the Holy Spirit and allow the Lord to use them to prophesy, dream, and see visions so that the miracles that lie within you will begin to manifest in your life. Prayer. Lord, we thank you today for giving us the all-inclusive gift of the Holy Spirit, which we use to stir up the gifts that are within us. Give us the courage to stand firm in what we know to be true, and that is, all good and perfect gifts come from you. In Jesus' name, amen.